This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Good afternoon, my friend, and welcome to High School Baseball on WSMI FM 106.1, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Terry Tote, along with Carl DeBar, we come to you from Greenville High School. We're on a bright, sunny afternoon. The Greenville Comets are playing host to the Carlinville Cavaliers. Cavaliers come in with a record of 6 wins, 7 losses. They're 1-4 in conference play. Greenville 8-12 on the season, 4-1-1 in conference play. The head coaches, well, Todd Hutchison for Greenville. He's been here 25 years. Don Borgini, the head coach for the Cavaliers. Let's check the batting order for the Cavaliers. Tucker Hughes will lead things off for the Cavies, and he'll be doing the catching today. Joe Frazier is the DH, hitting in the number 2 spot, hitting for the shortstop, Andrew Deneve. Hitting third is today's starting pitcher, Kyle Dixon. Hitting in the cleanup spot, Jake Ambio. He'll be in center field. Colton DeLong hits fifth. He'll be at third. The left fielder, Garrett Campbell, hits sixth. Nick Havlin in the number 7 spot. He'll be at first base. Josh Heinzman hits in the number 8 spot. He'll be in right field. And Aiden Noggle will be at second base, and he'll bat in the number 9 spot. Defensively for the Comets, Trent Lofka on the hill. He's a right-hander, a record of 2 wins, 2 losses. Jonathan Barnes, his battery mate. Christian Moss is at third. Drew Fry at short. Brock Nelson at second. Hunter Gray at first. Logan Dahl in left. Luke Carlson in center. And Mason Johnson in right field. And Carl DeBar, of all the places we go, this has got to be, if not the nicest, tied for first place as far as being the nicest ballpark we see.
Oh, absolutely, Terry. And boy, is it just a beautiful green field. Green infield here and just luscious outfield, which usually, if anything, most of the high school fields, the outfield shows the wear and tear. Theirs still looks beautiful.
So here we go as Tucker Hughes steps in from the left side as we're about ready to get this ball game underway from Greenville High School under a cloudless sky. And the right-hander Lofka looks in. Here's the first pitch to Hughes, and it is a called strike, and that's how this ball game starts this afternoon. 0-1 the count to Tucker Hughes. He's a junior, left-handed hitter. An open batting stance, standing deep in the left-handed batter's box. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one's down low, and it's 1-1. I want to thank Todd Hutchison, the head coach here at Greenville, for his help, along with Don Borgini from Carlinville. Lots of blue out there today. Blue uniforms, blue jerseys for the Cavaliers, white pants. Black jerseys for the Comets with pinstripe white pants. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Hughes, and this one is outside, and it's 2-1. And we are tucked snugly away in the press box here. And Old Glory gently blowing towards the right field corner. 2-1, they count to Hughes. Lofka gets his sign. Here comes the pitch. This one's back to the screen, and it's 3-1. For a Friday afternoon, we got a good crowd on hand. Plus, you can hear in the background a junior high track meet going on next door. So, lots of stuff going on here in Greenville.
Third place, Highland. Fourth place, Ebbingham.
3-1, the count to Tucker Hughes leading off for Carlinville. Lofka gets his sign. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Foul, got to play. And the count is full on the leadoff hitter, Tucker Hughes. He'll be followed by Frazier and then Kyle Dixon. Saw Dixon pitch an inning the other night against Gillespie.
Final call, boys and girls.
He'll get the start tonight for the Cavaliers against Greenville. And here we go. A 3-2 payoff pitch to the leadoff batter, Tucker Hughes, on the way. And it's called strike three. Hughes caught looking, and that's the first out of the inning. And the batter will be Joe Frazier, the DH. He will step in from the right side. He's a senior.
Yep, the stands are filling up.
I hope they charged a decent amount to get in tonight. Here's the pitch to Frazier way outside for ball one. I don't know about you, Carl, but that concession stand smells awful good.
Does indeed.
1-0 the count to Joe Frazier. Trent Lofka's next pitch. Fouled out of play to the right side. 1-1. We're glad you've tuned in tonight here on FM 106. And if you're joining us on the internet through our friends at Network One Sports, we welcome you to the broadcast. Coming up on Monday night, we will have Staunton at Hillsboro. That ought to be a heck of a matchup. We're heading down the stretch. Regional seating meetings set for next Tuesday. Another pitch fouled out of play by Joe Frazier of Carlinville, and the count is 1-2. Some hitting room and left center field for this batter, Frazier. He's behind in the count, 1-2, and here's the pitch from Trent Lofka. Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman, Brock Nelson. Brock's throw to first base in time, and Frazier's retired 4-3 for the second out of the inning. And the batter will be Kyle Dixon. He'll come to the plate with two down and nobody on in a scoreless ball game here in the top of the first inning. Kyle throws right, bats right. He's a junior. And he's one of these guys you got to watch out for if you're pitching against. Kyle Dixon. Lofka looks in for the sign. There's the first pitch to Kyle. And that's a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1.
Has that type of speed. Takes a little bobble in the outfield. He might be at third base on you.
Yeah, you're right, Carl. One strike to count to Dixon. The next pitch from Lofka. Curveball grounded slowly to the shortstop. And an error on the shortstop, Drew Fry. The ball stayed down on him. And he didn't go down to get it, so E6 on the play. And that allows Dixon aboard. And Jake Ambuhl will be the batter. So Carlinville with a runner at first and two down. That ball came off the grass. And Fry didn't get that hop he was anticipating.
Snuck right under the glove.
Yep. So the batter is Ambuhl. Jake's a junior, right-handed hitter. Dixon with a pretty good lead at first base. Here's the pitch. Swinging a shot down the right side is going to go foul.
Bring it out a little, Jake.
One strike to count on Jake Ambuhl. He's playing center field today for the Cavvies. New baseball thrown into play. Lofka working from the stretch with Dixon over at first base. Ambuhl waiting for the 0-1 pitch, which is on the way.
Third place, Triad.
And it is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Colton DeLong waiting on deck for Carlinville. We're in the top of the first inning. Carlinville with a runner at first and two down. Lofka glances over to Dixon. Comes to the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch, here it comes. Dixon misses low and away. And it's 2-1. Well, Ambuhl's the cleanup hitter. You really don't want to lay one right down the middle. But it's a hitter's count at 2-1. Or Jake Ambuhl. Let's see what Lofka's got up his sleeve. Here's the pitch from Trent Lofka on 2-1. This one gets away from the catcher. Dixon's going to end up at second base. And the count goes to 3-1.
Boys, 8-3, 4-1 relay. First place.
So the Cavvies have a runner in scoring position.
Second place, Greenville.
With two outs.
Third place, Brownstown, St. Elmo.
And Jake Ambuhl has a count of three balls and a strike.
And sixth place, Highland.
Pretty good lead by Dixon at second. Lofka comes to the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Up high, ball four. And that means two aboard for the Cavaliers with two outs here in the top of the first inning. And Colton DeLong, the senior third baseman, will be the batter. He hits from the right side. So the Cavvies are trying to make some noise here in the top of the first inning. They've had help with from an error and a walk. Trent Lofka, the Greenville pitcher, to the stretch. And the pitch. And the first pitch is down low for ball one to Colton DeLong. Carlinville Gillespie played a heck of a game the other night. We had on the radio. Podcast available on the website, WSMIRadio.com. Here's the next delivery. This one is a called strike. That one caught the outside corner. And it's 1-1. Not a cloud in the sky. Man, what a beautiful day. The 1-1 pitch from Lofka. To DeLong, here it comes, swing and a ground ball. Hit to the third baseman who fields the ball. Low throw, goes wild, the run will score. Cavaliers are on the board. Down to second base goes DeLong. So scoring was Dixon. Carlinville breaks on top 1-0. Ambule ends up at third base. DeLong is aboard with the help of an error, E5. No RBI on that. So a 1-0 lead for Carlinville. And Garrett Campbell will be the batter. Runners, it's second and third for Carlinville. One run home here in the top of the first. Two down. Garrett Campbell. He is a senior. And he takes a called strike. He's a right-handed hitter for the Cavaliers of Carlinville. Terrific crowd on hand here this afternoon. Sunshine brings out the folks. Here's Lofka's next pitch. This one is down and in. One ball, one strike. Nick Haviland waiting on deck for Carlinville. This is a conference game for the Cavies and the Comets. Lofka to the stretch, checks both runners. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. And Lofka ahead in the count, one ball, two strikes. Trent steps back on, looks in for the sign. Campbell is ready. Here's the pitch from Trent Lofka. Swing and a miss, and down on strikes is Campbell. And that ends the top half of the first inning. The Cavaliers come up with one run. They strand a couple of base runners after a half inning of play. Their score is Carlinville 1 and the Greenville Comets coming to bat. Well, let's set the Carlinville defense for you. Kyle Dixon, the right-hander on the mound, a record of 2-3. Tucker Hughes, his battery mate. Colton DeLong is at third. Andrew Deneve at short. Aiden Ogle at second. Nick Haviland at first. Garrett Campbell's in left. Jake Ambule in center. And Josh Heinzman in right field for the Cavies. Batting order for Greenville. Mason Johnson will lead things off, followed by Drew Fry and then Christian Moss. If anybody gets on, Jonathan Barnes will come to the plate in the cleanup spot. He'll be followed by Lofka, Logan Dahl, Blake Dahl, the DH, Hunter Gray, and Luke Carlson. We'll have scores tomorrow morning for you at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And don't forget Sports Saturday tomorrow morning at 9:03. I believe we're going to have the state champion, WYSE, the World Youth Science and Engineering team from Carlinville High School. They won the state championship last weekend in their division. And I think we're going to have most, if not all, the kids, along with some of the Carlinville officials, visiting on the sports show. And that's exciting news.
It does sound exciting.
It is.
Now, what exact age group would this be?
Is that high school.
It is the high school.
Yeah,
so.
High school. Yeah, yeah.
So.
All righty, here we go to the home half of the first inning as Mason Johnson will step in from the left side for the Greenville Comets.
Our first call, girls and boys.
Mason is a junior.
First call, boys
Kyle
and
Dixon has a 1-0 lead to work with. And he is ready to work to Johnson. Dixon gets a sign and delivers the first pitch of the game, and it's down low for ball one. Drew Fry to follow, and then Christian Moss.
Brownstown St. Elmo with two events left.
For the Greenville Comets. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swinging a ground ball foul outside the third base bag. And it's one ball, one strike.
Followed by Litchfield, Greenville.
One ball, one strike, the count to the leadoff man, Mason Johnson, who's patrolling right field today for Greenville. Here's Dixon's next pitch, a curveball that drops in for a called strike, and it's one ball, two strikes. Dixon has an above-average fastball, and with that pitch, looks like a pretty good breaking pitch. Here's the 1-2 delivery, down low, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, we didn't get to see too much of the breaking ball, but he's coming in relief, so yeah. He probably wanted to stay with more of the hard stuff.
2-2 the count to Johnson. Here's the next pitch from Kyle Dixon, and a swing and a miss, and down on strikes is Johnson. One down for the Comets here in the bottom of the first inning. Carlinville leads 1-0. Greenville batting in the home half of the first. Drew Fry, the batter. The Greenville shortstop, he's a junior, right-handed hitter. Pretty much straight away in the outfield for this hitter. Dixon gets the sign and delivers. And the first pitch is a little bit high for ball one. One and oh the count to the Comets shortstop, Drew Fry. Here's the next pitch. Popped up right side, maybe stay in play, and just out of the reach of the right fielder, Josh Heinzman, who made a heck of a long run. He may have even gotten his glove on it as he crashed into the fence, and he is kind of walking off after crashing into the walking off an injury after crashing into the fence. He seems to be all right, but a good run by that time by Heinzman. He just couldn't get to it. So one ball, one strike the count on Drew Fry of Greenville. Sunfield is the right side of the infield and outfield today. Here's the pitch, and this one is over the head of Drew Fry and back to the screen. 2-1 the count. And with no clouds in the sky, Carl, that really makes it difficult.
Oh, very tough, especially on your right fielder out there.
Come prepared with sunglasses and...
Yeah, he'll be in the sunfield even worse as time goes on.
Yeah. 2-1 the count to Fry. Dixon already has his sign. He's ready, and here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a ground ball back to the pitcher. Dixon picks it up, throws to first, two down.
Second place Triad. Third place Brownstown, St. Elmo.
And Christian Moss will bat with two down and nobody on. Greenville trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning.
The two events left.
Christian's a senior. Steps in from the right side. Facing Kyle Dixon. Dixon, a record of 2-3 coming into the game today.
Kind of surprising.
Triad, first place.
Wait, what
points.
We've seen of Kyle, yeah. How well he throws.
Greenville with 48.
A wide open batting stance for Christian Moss Greenville and a called strike Greenville on the outside corner.
Effingham,
so Dixon gets ahead in the count 0-1. Lots of stuff going on here at the Greenville Complex today. Ground ball hit to the shortstop. Stays down on him. And Deneve comes up with it. The throw not in time. Deneve bobbled it just a bit. So E6 on the play. So the Comets get a man aboard with the help of an error, as did the Cavaliers in the first inning. Moss is at first with two down, and here's Jonathan Barnes, the catcher. John's a sophomore, right-handed hitter. Greenville trailing 1-0. As they bat here in the bottom of the first, Barnes steps in from the left side, pardon me. Moss has a pretty good lead down at first base. Dixon working from the stretch. And the pitch. Check swing and a strike call. 0-1 the count on Barnes. Dixon with his lead at first. Dixon delivers with the runner going. The pitch is a ball. The throw to second base in time. And that ends the inning. Moss is caught stealing. So Barnes will lead off the second inning for Greenville. After one inning of play here at Greenville High School in this South Central Conference battle, it's Carlinville 1, Greenville nothing. Back with more baseball in just a moment. 1-0 lead for Carlinville as we go to the top of the second inning. Carlinville will have Nick Haviland, Josh Heinzman, and Aiden Noggle. Bottom three in the batting order due up against Trent Lofka, the Greenville pitcher who struck out two and walked a batter in the first inning. Haviland's a senior, a right-handed hitter for the Cavaliers as he leads it off here in the second inning. And the pitch from Trent Lofka on the way. The first pitch down low for ball one.
strikeouts and a walk last inning. Trent had to throw a lot of extra pitches, Terry, in that first inning with those two errors.
Yeah, he did.
Probably over an extra dozen.
Next pitch is low and away, and it's 2-0. Right, and you know, people don't think about that, Carl,
right.
But if you give an extra out, that's at least three pitches generally, if not three to seven pitches. You do that a couple times, and you've got a long inning going on. Here's the 2-0 delivery from Mofka, swing and a miss by Havlin, and it's two balls and a strike.
Yeah, what was cruising to be a 10-pitch inning ended up being a 23-pitch inning. Mm. And you can't afford many of those 20-plus pitch innings.
You know, early in the game, that's one thing, but you get about the fifth inning, then you start to get tired. Next pitch is outside, and the count goes to 3-1 on Nick Havlin.
It's when the breaking ball hangs right over the middle of the plate.
Yep.
And bad results usually happen.
And you wave bye-bye to the ball sometimes. Here's the 3-1 delivery from Mofka, and that's ball four. So Trent issues a leadoff walk to Nick Havlin, the second walk he's given up today. So the batter will be Josh Heinzman, the right fielder. Josh is a senior, right-handed hitter. We saw Josh pitch the other night. Did not get the decision, but did get stronger as the game went along against the Gillespie Miners after a rough second inning. He steps in, and he's wearing Lucky 13 on his jersey. Runner at first and nobody out. Carlinville leading 1-0. He attempts to bunt and misses. Throw down to first base, and the runner dives back in safely. Havlin had to stretch all the way out to get his hand back on the bag.
Thanks to volunteers. Timed.
One strike to count on Heinzman. As the Cavaliers are trying to play a little small ball here and get that runner in scoring position.
Shortly after the last race, last boys' race.
Coming up Monday, we'll have Staunton at Hillsboro. Tuesday, Staunton at Litchfield. And high school baseball. And a week from tomorrow, we'll probably have the regional tournament pairings on the Sports Saturday show. We'll be well into May by that time. 0-1, they count to Heinzman. Let's see if Josh is bunting again. Or attempting to bunt. Havlin has his lead. Lofka to the stretch. Here's the pitch, and it's down low for ball one. 1-1, they count to Heinzman. Lofka looks in for the sign. Nods his head yes. Comes to the set position, and the 1-1 pitch to Heinzman is bunted foul at the plate. And the count is one ball, two strikes. Waiting on deck, Aiden Noggle for Carlinville. Mofka shakes off a sign or two. Glances over to first, now comes to the set position. There's the 1-2 pitch to Heinzman, and it's down low, and it's 2-2. Cardinals are in Pittsburgh for a weekend series. You can catch their games on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. 2-2 the count to Heinzman. Lofka to the stretch. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Right side is going to drift out of play. Count remains two balls and two strikes. Wind has picked up just a little bit.
Highland has 50. Followed by Carlinville,
but it's a sunny day in Greenville and a good day for baseball. Heinzman awaiting the 2-2 pitch from Trent Lofka. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Heinzman down on strikes. Well, Heinzman's not able to move the runner down to second base. One down in the inning, and Aiden Noggle will be the batter. Carlinville's leading 1-0. We're in the top of the second inning. Runner at first for Carlinville, one down. And Noggle, the second baseman, steps in from the right side. He's the number 9 hitter in the lineup. Havlin is at first base for Carlinville. has a short lead. Lofka to the stretch. The pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count to Noggle. He gave no indication of scoring to bunt. He was swinging away.
A course, high, hard one.
Yeah. Well, the ball looks a lot bigger when it's up higher.
Yep. He was thinking two-run homer, not sacrifice bunt.
1-1 the count on Noggle. Lofka to the stretch. Here's the pitch. And a called strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. Got a lot of nice comments about our broadcast this year. We appreciate those. Don't forget, you can find podcasts of all of our high school sporting events on our website, WSMIRadio.com. 0-2 pitch, foul back and out of play. Count remains two strikes on Aiden Noggle. Aiden's a sophomore for the Cavaliers. Avalon with his lead at first. Lofka gets the sign. Trent ready for the 0-2 pitch. Wasted one and back to the screen and down to second base goes Havlin.
Sometimes pitchers are better off not just wasting that pitch, you know. You still want to make a pitch that the batter goes after. You don't want to just throw one far, far out.
So now Carlinville with another runner in scoring position with one out and a one ball, two strike count on Aiden Noggle. Lofka checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch from Trent, and this one hits the batter, Noggle, and he'll be aboard. That'll put runners at first and second for Carlinville, and back to the top of the batting order in Tucker Hughes. Now the catcher, Jonathan Barnes, is going to go out and talk to Trent Lofka. A little confab with the infielders. Nick Havlin's out at second base. Aiden Noggle's on at first. There's one down in the inning. We're in the top of the second inning. And Carlinville's leading 1-0. But the Cavaliers trying to make some noise here in the second. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. We should have a lot of them on a nice day like today. Hughes, a strikeout victim his first time up, 0-for-1 on the day. Left-handed hitter. Lofka spins and comes off the mound and fakes a throw out to second base. Trying to keep Nick Havlin close out there. Lofka now ready to deliver to Hughes. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one.
Right there, Tuck, you're right there, kid.
Hughes is the junior catcher for Carlinville. He took a call on third strike last inning. 0-1 the count on Hughes. Runners lead away at first and second for the Cavies. Trent Lofka's 0-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. And it's 0-2. And Joe Frazier waiting on deck for Carlinville. Jennifer Graham producing our broadcast tonight here on FM 106. Lofka checks the runners. And the 0-2 pitch just misses outside. And it's a ball and two strikes. Just about the time Lofka was ready to deliver the pitch, Drew Fry, the shortstop, was out there behind Havlin at second base.
Way out of position.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Hughes from Lofka. Down low, and the count is evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Havlin's at second, Noggle's at first. One down, a 1-0 lead for Carlinville as the Cavies bat here in the top of the second inning. The 2-2 pitch to Hughes is on the way, and a swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Two down in the inning, and Joe Frazier will be the batter. Frazier grounded out to the second baseman his first time up. He's 0-for-1 on the day. So he'll try to do something with two outs to keep the inning alive. Meanwhile, Trent Lofka wants to put an end to this top half of the second inning for the Comets. Here's the pitch from Lofka to Frazier. Ground ball to the third baseman, fielded by the third baseman. He steps on the bag, and that ends the inning. So Havlin is forced out, five unassisted. In the inning, no runs, no hits. Two men left stranded. Cavaliers have stranded four through the first two innings. We go to the home half of the second inning. Your score, Carlinville 1, Greenville nothing. More baseball coming up. Bottom of the second inning, Carlinville with a 1-0 lead over Greenville. And Greenville will have Jonathan Barnes, Trent Lofka, and Logan Dahl do up. You got to remember, Barnes was at the plate when Moss was caught stealing. So he will lead it off here in the bottom of the second inning. Kyle Dixon back to the mound to continue his work for the Cavaliers, as Barnes will approach home plate. Again, Jonathan's a sophomore. And he'll bat from the left side. As Kyle Dixon enters his second inning of work, he struck out a batter, walked none. And the pitch to Barnes on the way. It's down low for ball one. Lofka to follow, and then Logan Dahl. If anybody gets on, the DH, Blake Dahl will come to the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's called strike. That one caught the inside corner, and it's one ball, one strike on Jonathan Barnes. Barnes digs in. Kyle Dixon gets his sign, and here comes the 1-1 pitch. Curveball misses outside. And it's 2-1. What's going on out there, Carl?
I'm just going to guess it's that they announced the finals, so what team won was doing a little celebration.
Oh, I see. So the track meet is over.
I believe so.
Okay.
As he said, thanks for coming out, which I assume was the end.
Next pitch to Barnes is down low, and that makes the count 3-1. And the next delivery from Kyle Dixon is ball 4 low. A leadoff walk issued to the Greenville catcher, Jonathan Barnes. And the batter is Trent Lofka. And we're probably going to have a courtesy runner for Barnes. And that's going to be Chad Stearns. Stearns running at first base for the catcher, Barnes, and Lofka steps in from the right side. Trent's a senior, throws right, bats right. Tying runs aboard for Greenville. Comets batting here in the top of the second inning. Here's a pitch from Dixon. This one's up and away for ball one. Lofka, the number 5 hitter in the batting order. Dixon gets the sign to the stretch. A 1-0 pitch, foul back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Dixon checks the runner at first, and the 1-1 is a swing and a miss. And down to second base goes Stearns, as the ball went back to the backstop on a wild pitch. So one ball, two strikes the count, or two balls and a strike, I should say. Two balls and a strike. And now Stearns is in scoring position at second base for Trent Lofka, who awaits the pitch from Dixon. And Lofka swings and misses. That evens up the count. No, that's strike three.
The second strikeout for Kyle Dixon.
So Logan Dahl will come to the plate. Logan's a sophomore. He's playing in left field today for Greenville. One on, one out. Greenville trailing 1-0, bottom of the second. The pitch is a called strike. Barnes led off the inning with a walk. Stearns running for him. Pitch back to the screen, puts him down to second base. Lofka struck out. 0-1 the count on Logan Dahl. He squares to bunt, pulls back, takes Ball one up high, it's 1-1. Third baseman, a couple of steps behind the bag. Even after Dahl showed bunt, and now time called. One ball, one strike, the count on Logan Dahl. Blake Dahl, the DH, waiting on deck. Glance at the runner at second, and a spin and a throw out to second base, and diving back in safely is Stearns. He had a big lead out there. That should keep him a little bit closer. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Logan Dahl.
Yes.
And he takes a called strike. And it's one ball, two strikes on the Greenville left fielder. Dixon looks in for his sign. Gets the one he wants and delivers. Swinging a ground ball right back to Kyle. He looks the runner back, throws to first base, out. Now the runner advances to third base. The ball gets thrown away along the sidelines, and here comes the tying run home.
So Cavaliers get that big out, but then the throw from first to third, Terry, ends up scoring a run for the Comets. Big run, tying the ballgame.
E3 on that play. And that is the first error. Check that, the second error of the day for Carlinville. And that ties the game at one. And the pitch to Blake Dahl is a swing and a miss for strike one. So that empties the bases. Two outs in the inning. Blake Dahl, the DH, left-handed hitter at the plate. He's a senior. The 0-1 pitch. Rising off the plate, it's one ball, one strike. Dixon, once he got that ground ball hit back to him, here's the 1-1 pitch. Called strike, and it's 1-2 on Blake Dahl. Probably should have taken a couple of steps toward the runner.
He just looked
to freeze him.
Looked at him. He froze him a little bit, but he didn't force him to go back toward second.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curve ball. See you later. Called strike three, and Blake Dahl is down on strikes. In the inning, though, with the help of a walk and an error, the Greenville Comets come up with a run. After two innings of play here at Greenville, it is Carlinville 1, Greenville 1. More South Central Conference baseball coming up in just a moment. A 1-1 ball game here at Greenville between the Comets and the Cavaliers of Carlinville. We go to the top of the third inning. Kyle Dixon, Jake Ambule, and Colton DeLong, the 3, 4, and 5 batters due up against Trent Lofka, the Greenville pitcher who has struck out 4, walked a couple, hit a batter today. Dixon, his first time up, reached on an error and scored. Here's the pitch from Lofka, and it's a called strike. On one, the count to Lofka's counterpart, Kyle Dixon. Here's the next pitch. Foul back to the screen, quickly 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Instead, time called. Now, Lofka's ready, so is Dixon. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Up high. And the count on Kyle Dixon is 1-2. Old Glory blowing straight out to center field right now. 1-2 the count to Kyle Dixon. The pitch from Trent Lofka is up high, and it's 2-2. And Buell waiting on deck to be followed by DeLong. Here's the 2-2 outside. Malofka was ahead in the count 0-2. He's now gone to 3-2. On the leadoff hitter, Kyle Dixon. Malofka gets the sign he wants, and here comes the 3-2 pitch. Foul to the screen. Let's do it again.
Off put, four strikeouts, two walks, a hit batsman so far in the ballgame.
Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff hitter, Kyle Dixon for Carlinville. Trent Lafka looking to his battery mate, Jonathan Barnes, for the sign, and the 3-2 pitch is down low for ball four. A leadoff walk issued to Kyle Dixon of Carlinville. So Dixon is on base for the second time today, and here's Jake Ambuehl. He walked his first time up and was stranded back in the first inning. It's a 1-1 ball game. We're in the top of the third inning, Carlinville batting. Third baseman almost in on the grass. They're in a step or two at second. And it's short. Pretty good lead by the runner, Dixon. And the pitch is a called strike to Jake Ambuehl. I would think that the guys up the middle might be a little bit deeper for a double play attempt, but that's how the Comets are playing it right now. Now they back up a step or two. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Ambuehl from Trent Lafka. Down low. One ball, one strike. Moss, Fry, Nelson, Gray on the infield from left to right. Dahl, Carlson, and Johnson in the outfield. Barnes doing the catching for Greenville. The 1-1 pitch to Jake Ambuehl with the runner going is a swing and a miss for strike two, and down to second base goes Kyle Dixon with a stolen base. So the count is 1-2 on Jake Ambuehl. And the Cavaliers have another runner in scoring position. Ambuehl digs in. Lafka looks in for the sign to the set position. There's the 1-2 pitch. Hit into right field, and it is caught by the right fielder, Mason Johnson. The runner at second tags, advances to third base. Good base running that time by Kyle Dixon. So one out, now a runner at third base for Carlinville. And Colton DeLong will come to the plate.
Yep, definitely getting the third with just one out. Mm. Very big play there.
Gives you options, doesn't it,
yes,
Carl?
Yes, it does. You get that run home with an out now. Another fly ball can get a run home. Ground ball. Little pass ball or wild pitch.
DeLong reached on an error his first time up. There's a pitch from Trent Lafka to Colton DeLong. It's down and in for ball one.
It puts pressure on the catcher and the pitcher and your infield that comes in.
Yeah.
Another big factor. Adds a little average to the batter's chances.
Comets are in for a play at the plate on the infield. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Colton DeLong. Down low, and it's ball two. This inning started with Dixon drawing a walk. He stole second, and Ambuehl flew out to right, and Dixon advanced to third. 2-0 the count on Colton DeLong. Lofka's next pitch on the way. There's a called strike. By the way, we will have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game coming up at the conclusion of this game. Brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town. 2-1 the count. Next delivery. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit! That was through the drawn-in infield, and Carlinville takes the lead at 2-1.
And you're right there. There's no way that ball gets through if the infield's in regular depth. That's when we're talking about increasing the averages of a batter. That infield in opens up the holes.
That's the first hit of the day for Carlinville. And it drives in the second run for the Cavaliers. So DeLong's on at first, and here's Garrett Campbell. Batting with one out and one on. The pitch is outside for ball one. Garrett, his first time up, was a strikeout victim. 0-1 on the day. We're in the top of the third. Carlinville has taken the lead back at 2-1. Along with a pretty good lead at first. Lafka checks him and delivers. The pitch is way outside, and Jonathan Barnes stretched his arm just about as far as he could to stop that pitch. Pitch had some giddy up and go on it. 2-0 the count on Campbell. for Carlinville. Trent Lofka to the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch inside. 3-0 on Campbell. Nick Havlin waiting on deck. Runner with a pretty good lead at first. Campbell awaits the 3-0 pitch from Lofka. There's a called strike on the inside corner, 3-1. Campbell steps out, takes a couple of swings, gets back in. DeLong leads away at first. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Trent Lofka of Greenville. And it's ball four. So that puts runners at first and second for the Cavaliers. Fourth walk of the day given up by Lofka. That will bring Nick Havlin to the plate. Nick drew a walk his first time up. Now we're going to have a conference on the mound. Assistant coach Joe Allstadt coming out. Joe does a great job here at Carlinville, heavily involved in that I-70 clinic that they have in January each year. If you're a baseball fanatic, that's a place you ought to be in January here at Greenville High School. Well, that conversation is over. A run home for Carlinville. Cavs leading 2-1. We're in the top of the third. DeLong's at second, Campbell at first. One down in the inning, and Havlin will be the batter. Nick's a right-handed hitter. Runners lead away. Lofka checks again, and delivers. Called strike to Havlin. 0-1 the count to Nick. Lofka nods off one side, gets the one he wants. And the 0-1 pitch, now a pickoff play to second, thrown into center field, and the runner trying to advance to third. The throw comes in, and it's not in time.
And the runner smartly, after they make the throw to third, takes second.
So yep.
Cavaliers get two in scoring position.
So E1 on the play. That is the third error of the day for Greenville. And one strike to count on Nick Havlin. Now two runners in scoring position for Carlinville. The pitch from Lofka. Foul back and out of play. Count is 0-2. We're guessing about 320 down the line, maybe 380 to dead center here at this ballpark.
Around the 350 mark, probably, yeah. Power alleys.
Somewhere in that neck of the woods.
A good fair park for high school.
Sure.
All the way around.
Two strikes to count to Nick Havlin. Lofka's looking for his fifth strikeout of the day. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Misses down low. And it's a ball and two strikes. Josh Heinzman waiting on deck for Carlinville. This has been a rather slow to medium paced game here today.
Laughlin's really run up a pitch count, even though he's only given up a couple of runs.
And a called strike three, and Havlin is down on strikes. That's two down in the inning, and Heinzman will bat. With runners at second and third and two down, Carlinville leading 2-1 here in the top of the third inning. Josh on the day, 0-1, a strikeout victim his first time up. Lofka trying to pitch out of trouble. Cavaliers trying to add to their 2-1 lead. Here's a pitch from Greenville's Trent Lofka and a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch to Heinzman. After a check on the runners on the way, and it's fouled back and out of play. So Lofka ahead in the count, 0-2. DeLong's at third, Campbell at second, two down. An 0-2 count to Heinzman. Lofka hooks in for the sign. He's ready from the stretch. The 0-2 pitch up high. A ball and two strikes. Aiden Noggle waiting on deck for Carlinville. Heinzman digs in. Lofka looks in for the sign. Nods his head yes. Glances at the runners. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Fielded there by Moss. Throw to first base slow. Gets away. One run home. Two runs home. Down to second base goes Heinzman. He makes the turn. He's going to head to third. And he's in there safely.
Another big error by this Greenville Comet team. Very uncharacteristic of them.
So E5. That is the fourth error of the day for Greenville. Two more runs tacked on. That makes it a 4-1 lead for Carlinville. Heinzman's at third with two outs. And the batter is Aiden Noggle. That's why they always want you to put the ball into play, because you never know what could happen. Here's a pitch from Lofka. Called strike.
It looked pretty routine.
Mm-hmm.
Good hop to the third baseman, but the throw is low, and two runs score, and the runner gets it all the way to third.
0-1 they count to Noggle. Next pitch, he has to duck out of the way, and it's one ball, one strike. Tucker Hughes representing the top of the batting order, waiting on deck for Carlinville. Trent Lofka looks in for the sign, working from the stretch with the runner at third. A long look, now the batter asks for and receives timeout. Four runs on one hit for the Cavaliers today. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Noggle. Foul back to the screen.
Snuck over the screen.
One ball, two strikes the count.
To the stands there.
Well, by golly, that was Athletic Director Darren Denee with those cat-like reflexes to get out of the way.
And snared the ball, too.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes the count on Aiden Noggle. Lofka is ready. Here's the pitch. Called strike three, and that ends the inning. In the inning, though, Cavaliers come up with three tallies. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Carlinville 4, Greenville 1. Back with more high school baseball in just a moment. Terry Tote, Carl DeBar back at Greenville High School. We hope you're enjoying our broadcast this evening. A 4-1 lead for Carlinville over Greenville as Greenville comes to the plate here in the bottom of the third inning. 8-9-1 batters due up. Hunter Gray, Luke Carlson, and then Mason Johnson. Kyle Dixon back to the mound for Carlinville. He has struck out three, walked a batter, and his mates have given him a 4-1 lead to work with. And the first pitch is a breaking pitch that misses for ball one. Gray's a junior, right-handed hitter, playing first base for Greenville. Next pitch from Dixon. Foul back to the screen. One ball, one strike. We pulled up here today. There were kids all over the place. They had numerous schools competing in a junior high track meet. And I mean, there were kids everywhere.
At least 8 schools, I believe.
Yeah. 1-1 pitch, called strike. And Kyle Dixon ahead in the count. One ball, two strikes. 200 Gray from Greenville. And the next pitch from Dixon. Swing and a miss. Gray's down on strikes for the first out here in the third. And the batter will be Luke Carlson. Lucas is a senior. Left-handed hitter. Bats with one down, nobody on. Carlinville leading Greenville. 4-1. Dixon lines and fires. Carlson tries to bunt down the third baseline and fouls it for strike one. That pitch was kind of high in the strike zone. Tough to get a bunt down when it's that high.
And pretty good velocity by Dixon.
So one strike to count on Carlson. Dixon's next pitch is up and away. It's one ball, one strike. Mason Johnson waiting on deck for the Comets. Dixon winds and fires, and Carlson swings and misses. And Carlson in the hole, one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch from Dixon is a swing and a miss. Pitch into the dirt, picked up by Hughes. The throw to first base in time. So the play goes K-2-3. Two down in the inning, and the batter is Johnson. Mason, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Greenville batting here in the bottom of the third, trailing Carlinville 4-1. Johnson bats with two outs and nobody on. Now he has to do a little shoe repair here before he takes his at-bat. As Johnson steps in from the left side. Here's a pitch from Dixon. Curveball. Misses outside for ball one. Monday, Staunton at Hillsboro. Tuesday, Staunton at Litchfield. Here on WSMI FM 106, 7:30 broadcast times. As a called strike, one ball, one strike on Johnson.
Looking for a very warm Monday, too. Last forecast I seen.
About 80 degrees.
Woo. Been waiting for that.
Here's the 1-1. Swinging a slow roller. Fielded by the pitcher. Dixon flips it to first. And the Comets go in order here in the third inning. After three at Greenville, it's Carlinville 4, Greenville 1. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Well, we go to the top of the fourth inning. Carlinville is leading 4-1. And the Comets of Greenville have made a pitching change. Brock Nelson is in to take over the pitching duties. Looks like 24 is going to second base, so that's Christian Moss. And I suspect Lofka has moved over. Yeah, Lofka's moved over to third base. So Brock Nelson, the right-hander, takes over. And he will face the top of the batting order for Carlinville. Tucker Hughes, Joe Frazier, and Kyle Dixon in the first pitch. Was down low for ball one.
Well, Trent Lofka wasn't long for the world. He had 77 pitches in those three innings.
Nelson's next pitch is a swing and a miss by Hughes, and it's one ball, one strike.
Six strikeouts, four walks, one hit. Batsman, Terry, those errors probably made him throw 40 extra pitches in this ballgame so far.
Four errors.
They just added up.
Curveball drops in, and it's one ball, two strikes on Tucker Hughes. Hughes 0-for-2 on the day with two strikeouts. Leading it off here in the fourth inning. Here's the next pitch from Brock Nelson. He tries a curveball again, and see you later. Called strike three. And Hughes has struck out three times today. One down in the inning, and the batter is Joe Frazier. Frazier is grounded out and grounded into a fielder's choice. So he bats with one down, nobody on, and the Cavies cruising along with a 4-1 lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Brock Nelson in relief. Trent Lofka delivers a strike right down the heart of the plate to Joe Frazier, and it's 0-1. Next delivery, breaking pitch misses outside, and it's one ball, one strike, and the pace has picked up dramatically.
He's a quicker thrower, isn't he?
Yeah. Next pitch from Nelson, curveball, strike, and it's one ball, two strikes. Barnes flashes the sign. The 1-2 pitch from Nelson. Foul back to the screen. Frazier with a count of one ball, two strikes. Kyle Dixon waiting on deck. He scored a couple of runs today. Reached once on an error and drew a leadoff walk last inning.
Terry, Kyle Dixon, in contrast, has 40 total pitches in the same three innings. Almost three pitches less than double, 77-40. So you knew that Trent's night wasn't going to last much longer, even one more inning at best.
1-2 pitch is a curveball and a called strike three. As Frazier was caught looking, at a pitch that caught the inside corner. So two down in the inning for the Cavaliers, and the batter is Dixon. Carlinville leading 4-1. We're in the top of the fourth. Two down and nobody on for Carlinville. As Brock Nelson in relief of Lofka, and here's a fly ball out to Mason Johnson. He makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Cavaliers in the top of the fourth. After 3.5 here at Greenville, Carlinville 4, Greenville 1. Back with more baseball in a moment. Bottom of the fourth inning, Greenville will have Drew Fry, Christian Moss, and Jonathan Barnes due up against Kyle Dixon. Dixon with 5 strikeouts and a walk on behalf of the Cavaliers of Carlinville today. Fry is 0-for-1 on the day, grounding out to the pitcher back in the first inning. And he is ready to step in against Kyle Dixon. Here's the pitch from Kyle. Called strike. Right at the letters, 0-1.
Oh, we've seen Kyle in relief. He looked very sharp for a couple innings against the Gillespie Miners. So far looking like he's got the good stuff to go through a full game here.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one is into the dirt. 1-1.
They say he had 40 pitches through 3 innings. That plays out to where you can at least go 6 innings and still be right around 80 pitches.
And, of course,
things will change.
The pitch count has changed a lot in high school baseball as far as how you handle your pitchers and how you spread them out over the span of a week or so. Next pitch is up high, and it's 2-1.
And you got to figure that on the bases, high school pitchers, about 75 pitches, that's when they're getting a little tired.
Yeah.
Now sometimes they get through that extra hump, that's the fifth inning time, and then they can motor on through a game.
2-1, the count to Drew Fry. Here's the pitch from Dixon. This one's fouled off the front of the Cavalier dugout, and the count is 2-2. Fry, Moss, and Barnes due up for Greenville here in the bottom of the fourth.
We've seen over a lot of years that fifth or sixth inning, when they hit that mark, if they can get through a little jam, then they seem to have enough oomph to finish off the game.
They see daylight at the end
of
the tunnel.
Yes.
2-2 pitches lifted into right center field for a base hit. So Fry with a single. That is the first hit of the day for Greenville. And the batter will be Christian Moss. Moss reached on an error and was thrown out stealing back in the first inning. He bats with one on, nobody out. And Greenville trailing Carlinville 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Dixon working from the stretch. Nice lead by the runner at first. Dixon checks and delivers. Curveball called strike. You know, Carl, if you can get a curveball in high school on a called strike first pitch, that's pretty big.
It is. And it keeps the hitter thinking, don't it?
Ooh. Yes, it does. And there's a pitch behind the hitter, back to the screen.
That'll really make him think.
Yeah.
Down, what did I do?
Down to second base goes Drew Fry. So that evens the count up at 1-1. And that was a breaking pitch that just got
right
away.
Another curveball that time with no curve to it.
Yeah. So Fry is in scoring position for the Comets with nobody out. Moss awaits the 1-1 pitch from Kyle Dixon of Carlinville. Here it comes. Called strike. That one caught the outside corner. 1-2 on Christian Moss. Jonathan Barnes waiting on deck for the Comets. Dixon checks the runner at second, and now time called.
Well, they say high and tight and low and away still works pretty darn good in baseball today.
There are certain axioms you just don't go away from. And Moss is hit by the pitch. So that puts 2 runners aboard and brings a tying run to the plate for the Greenville Comets in the person of Jonathan Barnes. Barnes walked and scored back in the second inning with the help of a wild pitch and an error. So 2-1, nobody out for Greenville here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Comets are trailing 4-1. And the left-handed hitting catcher Jonathan Barnes at the plate representing the tying run. Dixon from the stretch checks the runners and delivers, and the pitch is outside for 1. We'll have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game coming up at the conclusion of this contest today. Brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town. And guys, don't forget, Mother's Day's coming up. Go visit Kathy at Diamonds and Dogs. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit ball to the third baseman. Base hit into left field. A run's going to score, and that's going to make it 4-2. The other runner heading into third, and he is saved. So Fry scores to make it 4-2. Barnes ends up at second base, taking second on the throw, and Moss ends up at third. So Stearns is going to come back in and run for Barnes as a courtesy runner. So another run on the board for the Comets. That makes it 4-2. Greenville has runners at second and third. Nobody out. And Trent Lofka will be the batter. Trent, a strikeout victim, his first time up. So the Comets have made some noise here in the home half of the fourth and trying to make more. Lofka swings and misses at a breaking pitch for strike one. Down at third base is Moss. Stearns running at second. 0-1 the count on Lofka. Dixon to the stretch. Here's the pitch. He squeezes the ball down the third baseline, but fouled. So the Comets were trying to use the squeeze play. Unsuccessful that time. 0-2 the count on Trent Lofka. Logan Dahl waiting on deck. Now time called by the home plate umpire. Greenville with two hits on the day, two runs scored, trailing 4-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
You make two outs, bring home two runs.
Off the ground ball, hard hit to short, bobbled by the shortstop, and a run will score. E6 on the play. Moss will cross the plate. That makes it a 4-3 ball game. Stearns ends up at third. That is the third error of the day for the Cavaliers. Runners at the corners and still nobody out for Greenville, and Logan Dahl will be the batter. Ball stayed down on Andrew Deneve, and he couldn't come up with it cleanly. Two runs home. Runners at the corners now for the Comets. So the tying run is just 90 feet away. Dahl grounded out his first time up to the pitcher Dixon. And a swing and a miss for strike one. On the first pitch from Kyle Dixon to Logan Dahl. Dixon shakes off a sign, gets the one he wants. Here's the 0-1 pitch, squeeze play in effect, and fouled off to the right side on the bunt attempt. That makes it 0-2. Well, we've seen Hutch use the squeeze play before.
Oh, sure.
He's not afraid to do it. And he might even do it with two strikes. Let's see. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Into left center field. A long run for the center fielder who cannot come up with it. The ball dropped. And the tying run scores. And down to second base goes Logan Dahl.
Well, no, he'll be stuck at first, won't he?
Or at first base, I should say.
Yeah, the runner had to hold. Of course, he thought the ball was going to be caught.
Right. That was an awful long run, base hit.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, I don't think it was his play, do you?
No, I don't.
The fielder kind of just gave up on it, and the center fielder just couldn't get there in time.
So that's the third hit of the day. A long, long run by Jake Ambion. He tried to come up with it, but couldn't. So that sends home the tying run. We're now tied at four. The batter is Blake Dahl, the DH. Greenville has runners at first and second. Lofka's at second. Dahl's at first. And now Coach Don Borgini of the Cavaliers is going to come out and talk to his hurler, Kyle Dixon. So the Comets have scored three here in the bottom of the fourth. It's a 4-4 ball game with Greenville and Carlinville. We'll step away, take a break, come back with more baseball in just a moment. Well, Blake Dahl will step in from the left side for Greenville. Comets have tied it with three here in the fourth inning. Runners at first and second, nobody out, and a bunt down the first baseline is foul. and almost looked like it hit him. But apparently it did not, so strike one the count. 0-1 the count to Blake Dahl. Still nobody out here in the Greenville home half of the fourth inning. Four runs now on three hits for the Comets. Here's Kyle Dixon looking in for the sign. And the 0-2 pitch is back to the screen. Or the 0-1 pitch back to the screen, I should say. And the runners will move up to second and third. So Lofka's at third, Dahl's at second. 1-1 the count on Blake Dahl. Two more RBIs sitting out there for the Comets. And Kyle Dixon in a peck of trouble right now for the Cavaliers. He could use a strikeout. And a bunt attempt is missed. And the count is 1-2.
Control has definitely left Kyle as he's hit a batter, walked a batter, and thrown a couple wild pitches.
1-2 the count to Blake Dahl. Here's the pitch from Dixon, a swing and a miss, and Dahl is down on strikes. First out of the inning, and the batter will be Hunter Gray. Hunter, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Lofka's at third, Logan Dahl at second. One down, three runs home, a 4-4 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth with Greenville batting. Gray.
I was going to say that might have been his first good curveball in about the last 7 or 8 attempts.
And Gray showed bunt, pulled back, took a ball up high for ball one.
And Comets still can get that runner home from third with an out, quality out. Take the lead.
Here's the 1-0 pitch to Hunter Gray from Kyle Dixon. He squares to bunt, takes a called strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. Gray digs back in. Dixon gets his sign. The runners lead away. Here's the pitch. And a called strike two on the outside corner as again Hunter Gray showed bunt and pulled back. And now Gray in the hole, 1-2. Dixon would like the strikeout right here. Here's the pitch, and he gets a strikeout. A swing and a miss by Hunter Gray.
Seventh strikeout for Kyle Dixon comes at a huge time here in this ballgame.
So the batter will be Luke Carlson. Lucas struck out his first time up. Two on and two outs, three runs home, a 4-4 ball game, bottom of the fourth inning. Greenville batting. Carlson, a left-handed hitter against the righty Dixon, and the first pitch is up high for ball one. We'll have bunches of scores for you tomorrow morning on Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. Here's the pitch to Carlson up high. It's 2-0. Waiting on deck, Mason Johnson, who represents the top of the batting order. Carlson, the eighth man to hit in the inning. Here's the pitch, Carlson. Little pop up out behind the pitcher's mound, and it's caught by the pitcher to end the inning. In the inning, though, the Comets come up with three runs, and we played four innings here at Greenville High School. After four, it's Greenville 4, Carlinville 4. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Fifth inning we go. And for the Carlinville Cavaliers, it'll be Jake Ambuhl, Colton DeLong, and Garrett Campbell, the 4, 5, and 6 batters due up in a 4-4 ball game. Brock Nelson in relief of Trent Lofka today. He will face Jake Ambuhl for the first time today. Jake has walked and flown out to right. And he starts things off here on the top of the fifth for the Cavies. Nelson winds and fires a breaking pitch pulled foul down the third baseline for strike one. Well, some of the jackets have been put on here at the ballpark as the sun starts to set. It's still a beautiful afternoon for baseball.
Got a ball got away down in the outfield there. Had to get retrieved.
Nope.
Otherwise, Nelson would be pitching, you know.
Yes.
Got to say one thing about Brock Nelson. He likes to get the ball and throw it.
Barnes gives a sign, and a breaking pitch thrown is fouled out of play by Jake Ambule, and it's quickly 0-2. Brock Nelson, the second pitcher of the day for the Comets. Ambule is ready. Here's the 0-2, and it's fouled back to the screen. Ambule walked and was stranded in the first, flew out to ride in the third. He's in the hole 0-2 as he leads off here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the next pitch. This one's outside. And it's one ball, two strikes. Good to have you along on the broadcast tonight here on FM 106. Here's the next pitch from Nelson. Curveball fouled on and tapped foul at the plate. Count remains one ball, two strikes. That might have come off the tootsie of the batter, Jake Ambule. It's not like those 99-mile-an-hour fastballs you foul off in the major leagues that do damage to the foot. 1-2 the count on Ambule. Brock Nelson gets his sign and delivers, and this one's blown away. Evens up the count at 2-2. Well, we have several entries in the Diamonds and Dogs Play the Game contest here this afternoon. Here's the next pitch. Fouled out of play. Count remains 2-2. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro. In-store jewelry repair, which is something you don't find very much anymore. And, of course, for man's best friend, talk to Dennis about the Purina Pro Plan. Two balls, two strikes to Jake Ambule. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen. And Nelson just can't put him away as Ambule's hanging tough.
He pitched a bat already, Terry. He's had him on a two-strike count right off the bat.
We're in the top of the fifth in a 4-4 ball game. The pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman. Oh, nice diving play by Lofka. He stands up, throws, and out at first base. What a stretch over there by Hunter Gray. Terrific play. One down, and that could be a Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game. The batter will be Colton DeLong. Colton reached on an error in the first, singled and scored in the third. He bats with one down, nobody on, a 4-4 ball game as we're in the top of the fifth inning, and a called strike on a breaking pitch from Brock Nelson as DeLong behind in the count, 0-1. Next pitch from Brock. Swing and a ground ball to Lofka. Lofka takes his time and fires it to first. Close but out. Two down in the inning. And Garrett Campbell will be the batter. Three for a quarter. Hit it to the third baseman. Let's see what happens. Garrett on the day has struck out, walked and scored. That's with two down and nobody on.
Well, that play was probably easier, Terry, obviously, in the first play.
Mm-hmm.
And Tarner hung on to it too long to get the batter out.
Yeah. Campbell takes a called strike one. Next pitch from Nelson into the dirt. One ball, one strike. I guess maybe Lofka was looking for the signature of the Wilson Baseball Company
on
it.
Took a hop, then another hop, and fired over there.
One ball, one strike to count to Garrett Campbell. Next pitch, curveball fouled at the plate. And the count is one ball, two strikes. Four runs, a hit, three errors for Carlinville. They've stranded five. Four runs, three hits, four errors for Greenville. They've stranded two. It's been one of those kind of games.
Yeah, the errors have probably been a lot of the key plays of the game, obviously. Scoring runs and setting up runs.
Campbell awaits the pitch, curveball, pulled foul down the third baseline. That thing was up around the shoulders, and you could just tell Garrett was just holding on, trying to hold, you know, long enough to get that ball hit into fair territory, but just couldn't do it. Down remains a ball and two strikes. Nick Haviland waiting on deck, by the way, for Carlinville, if Campbell can keep the inning going. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes. A 1-2-3 inning for Carlinville in the top of the fifth. We played 4.5 here at Greenville. It's Carlinville 4, Greenville 4. Back with more baseball in a moment. Bottom of the fifth inning. Greenville will have the top of the batting order up. It's a 4-4 ball game with Greenville and Carlinville doing battle this afternoon. Mason Johnson, Drew Fry, Christian Moss do up. And Kyle Dixon back on the mound for Carlinville. He has struck out 7, walked a batter, hit a batter. And he faces Mason Johnson for the third time today. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Mason on the day has struck out, grounded out, 0-2. Left-handed hitter. Here's a pitch from Dixon. Ball strike 2 at the knees. Dixon would like to have a quick inning, much like his counterpart did in the top half of the inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one gets away and gets back to the screen. 1-2 to count.
The fourth inning was his worst inning as far as pitches, 28 in that inning.
1-2 on Johnson. Here's the pitch from Carlinville's Kyle Dixon, and this one is fouled down the third base side.
7 strikeouts, 1 walk, 1 hit batsman. Those are good-looking numbers.
Yep. But then you've got the 3 errors.
Yes.
That didn't help. Back 7 errors between these two teams today.
Not what you expect.
No. But it's baseball, and sometimes it happens.
Yep.
1-2 the count to Johnson. Here's a pitch from Dixon. And this one's fouled at the plate.
So a lot of these players know each other pretty well. You know, they got a pretty good rivalry going in football, especially.
Oh, yeah.
The football games between these two teams can be really, really rough.
I think we can call them classics.
Yes.
Here's the pitch. Slow bounding ball down the first baseline is foul. And the count remains 1-2. That's one of the neat things. Once we get to spring sports, we do football and basketball and see these kids play other sports, and we get to see them in the spring and in a different setting.
There's got to be a few comments out there that just love to go tackling.
let's not get anything started now, Carl.
Just because of the times of big plays that Kyle Dixon's made on.
And the next pitch from Dixon just misses, and the count is 2-2. Yeah, I know what you mean, but...
And then I was going to say, the running back for them really had a great year. Oh, yeah, Moss. Christian Moss, wow.
Next pitch is up high, and the count goes to 3-2.
So you got a couple key football players on this team. Sure, they know each other pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 to Mason Johnson. The pitch,
wow.
And a swing and a miss by Johnson.
Number 8.
Kyle Dixon with his 8th strikeout of the day to the leadoff man, Mason Johnson, who has struck out twice today. And now Drew Fry comes to the plate. Drew is grounded out to the pitcher, singled and scored. Bats with 1 out, nobody on. A 4-4 score, Greenville batting bottom of the 5th. Pitch from Dixon. Misses away for 1. Christian Moss waiting on deck for Greenville. Dixon gets the sign he wants and delivers. And this one just misses off the outside part of the plate, and it's 2-0. Hughes tried to pull that pitch back into the strike zone and was unable to do so. 2-0 the count. Dixon's next delivery. That one misses low, and it's 3-0. How will this game be decided? 3-0 the count to Drew Fry. Here's Kyle Dixon's next pitch. Strike call, and it's 3-1. One blowing straight out to center field now. Here's a 3-1 pitch, check swing, and a called strike.
Let's go.
And Fry now has a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Dixon is poised for strikeout number 9. Here's the 3-2 pitch. He misses high. Second walk given up by Dixon. Fry is aboard for the second time today. And Christian Moss will be the batter. So one on, one out. Greenville 4, Carlinville 4. Greenville batting in the bottom of the fifth. Moss, a wide open batting stance from the right side. Dixon checks the runner, and Moss squares to bunt down the third baseline, foul. Strike one. No surprise on that play. On behalf of the Greenville Comets and Coach Todd Hutchison.
You like to see that fundamental baseball.
By the way, Hutch has got another one coming up through the ranks. He's in junior high. He's a left-handed pitcher. We're going to see him here in a few years.
A left-hander, huh?
Yeah, lefty. Yeah. Here's the pitch to Moss. He squares to bunt, pulls back, takes ball one outside, 1-1. Yes, sir. The other two Hutchison young men are doing well in college.
A little Hutch got really big.
Yeah. Curveball misses.
Yeah, the curveball's not been there lately, on a regular basis by no means.
Yeah.
He's missed bad with it several times.
2-1 the count on Christian Moss now. Dixon working from the stretch. Drew Fry on at first base. Here's the 2-1 pitch and a bunt right back to the pitcher. Could be two. Throw to second base out, and that's the only play. So Fry is retired at second base for the second out of the inning. Moss reaches on the fielder's choice, and the batter is Jonathan Barnes. Barnes has walked and scored, singled and scored. He bats with 2 down. A runner at first. We have 4-4 ball game. We're in the bottom of the 5th inning.
Time has been taken. Tie the shoe.
I remember refereeing soccer with the little peewee kids, Carl, and every once in a while I just stop playing and say, okay, shoe check. Everybody check your shoes.
Everybody.
Okay, everybody check your shoes. Yep. That was just the easiest way to do it. And they just all laugh at me, you know. That's all right. First pitch is inside for ball one. Barnes has driven in a run today. He's a left-handed hitter. Moss has his lead at first. Here's the pitch to Barnes. He pulls it to the right side to the first baseman. The only play for Havlin is to step on the bag and end the inning. So Barnes is retired, 3 unassisted. In the inning, no runs, no hits. The base runner left stranded. The Comets have stranded 3. We've played 5 complete here at Greenville High School. It's Carlinville 4. Greenville 4, back with more baseball in just a moment. We go to the top of the 6th inning. Carlinville 4, Greenville 4, Nick Havlin, Josh Heinzman, Aiden Noggle, the bottom 3 in the batting order due up against Brock Nelson for the Greenville Comets. Havlin has walked and struck out today. He leads it off here in the top of the 6th inning. The pitch from Nelson is a curveball, and that misses outside for ball one.
4-4, getting late, 6th inning.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Called strike, caught the inside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. Havlin is a senior. Right-handed hitter. Here's the 1-1 pitch outside. And it's 2-1. The shadow of the third base dugout now starting to extend out into the infield a bit as the sun sets. Here's the next pitch. This one is outside. And the count is 3-1.
Hit the ball at the right angle to the right fielder. He will not even see it.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, because the angle of the sun right now is just, it's dangerous, to be honest with you.
Yeah, if you hit it just from going in the same height. Oh, got to hit batsman again.
Yeah. And Havlin is struck in the back by a pitch. So he reaches. And the batter will be Josh Heinzman. That's the second batter hit today for for Carlinville. First by Nelson. So Havlin's on at first. And we may get a courtesy runner for Nick, or a pinch runner for Nick. Let's see. Don Borgini's out there talking with the home plate umpire. Meanwhile, Josh Heinzman's ready to take his at bat. And that's going to be the case. We're going to have 17 or 11?
11.
11? Sam Thiemann. So Thiemann. Sam Thiemann running at first base for Havlin. Now the catcher is going to come out. And most of the infielders are going to chat.
Remember, we had a pitch runner in a few games back. And he did. He left the base because they kind of goaded him in. He just came in just to play before, and he got tagged out. So I think the coach was giving the pitch runner there all the advice he needed, because late in the game, they like to pull off a few trick plays.
Yeah. Stay put until I tell you to lead. So Thiemann's on at first base, running for Havlin, and Josh Heinzman the batter. And a throw to first base, the runner back safely. Heinzman has struck out, reached on an error today. It's a 4-4 ball game. Four runs, a hit, three errors for Carlinville. Four runs, three hits, four errors for Greenville. Pretty good lead by the runner. Here's the pitch. It's a bunt. Fielded by the third baseman. Lofka's throw to first base out. Throw down to second base. Oh, that was close, and they may have had him. But he reached out, and Thiemann stuck his hand back on the bag. So the sacrifice goes 5-4 on the first out, and the runner goes down to second base into scoring position, and here's Aiden Ogle.
And Thiemann, where were you going? Mm-hmm. He was already at second. He just gets up and gets a step off the base.
The play was designed to get you to second.
Yes. Yeah.
So here's Ogle, who has been hit by a pitch and struck out today. Cavaliers with a runner in scoring position. Nelson delivers, and a called strike on a breaking pitch, 0-1. Top of the batting order, Tucker Hughes waiting on deck for Carlinville. Hughes wearing the collar today. He's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Pulled way foul down the third baseline and way out of play.
Got to straighten that out. You got something.
Probably got a run on the board and maybe a runner at second, maybe even third. Two strikes to count on Ogle. Nelson looking for his fourth strikeout of the day. He checks the runner at second. And the 0-2 pitch is a base hit into left field.
Held up a little.
And they were going to hold. They were going to try to send the runner home. But the left fielder, Logan Dahl, got to the ball quicker than they thought. So they held the runner at third base. So it's first and third, one out. That's the second hit of the day for Carlinville, and it's back to the top of the batting order and Tucker Hughes. So you've got Thiemann at third, Ogle at first, Hughes at the plate with one out in a 4-4 ball game.
Oh, boy. Big at-bat here.
Mm-hmm. Huge at-bat. Hughes, the junior catcher, left-handed hitter for the Cavaliers. Late in the ball game, we're in the top of the sixth inning. Game tied at 4. Carlinville with runners at the corners and only one out. So a lot of different things to happen here. Some different options for the Cavaliers. There's a fake step towards third and then a throw back to first base, and the runner is safe. So Nelson working. With runners at the corners, looks in for the sign.
Had a ball grounded through the infield.
Tries.
Last time they brought in the infield.
Yep. He throws, takes a step towards third and fakes the throw to first. Infield is drawn in for a play at the plate. Here comes the pitch from Nelson, and a curveball misses down low for ball one. So Hughes gets ahead in the count, 1-0. This could be a very pivotal point of the ball game. Runners at the corners and one down in a 4-4 game. The 1-0 pitch to Tucker Hughes. Instead of throw to first base and the runner back safely. Nelson.
Grab a
looks in for the sign, checks the runners, and delivers. The runner from first takes off to second base. The pitch is outside for ball two. And now two runners in scoring position for the Cavaliers. Runners at second and third, one down. And Tucker Hughes with a 2-0 count. Hughes awaits the pitch from Nelson. Here it comes. Up high, and it's ball three. Oh, Joe Frazier is waiting on deck.
Right there, bud. Drive it.
Talking about being able to put out a knockout punch if the bases are loaded. Wow.
Yeah. Swinging a little pop-up out into short left field. This is going to drop, and it does drop. A run will score, and the Cavaliers are going to take the lead on a little Texas leaguer by Tucker Hughes, his first hit of the ball game.
Terry, that could theoretically be the play of the game if that was just your true Texas leaguer there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what.
I mean, just no one was going to get to it.
Yep.
And the runners did not know what to do. Now, the runner could score from third, but the other runner still had to hold it second, even though that ball drops in for a hit.
So that makes it a 5-4 Carlinville lead. Runners at first and second for Carlinville. Hughes was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts, and a little Texas leaguer drives in the fifth run of the game for the Cavaliers. The runners at first and second. Still only one out, and the batter is Joe Frazier. Here's a pitch from Nelson. Frazier squares to bunt and fouls it for strike one. Yes, we will have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game. Coming up at the conclusion of this game. One strike, they count on Frazier, who is 0-for-3 on the day. Here's the pitch. He squares to bunt, pulls back, takes a ball, throw down to second base. This one sails into center field, but backing up was Luke Carlson, the center fielder. So no advance by the base runners. So the count goes to one ball, one strike. Kyle Dixon waiting on deck for Carlinville. The pitch from Nelson, called strike. And it's a ball and two strikes on Joe Frazier. Nelson would like to have a strikeout here or a double play ball. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Instead of pickoff play at second, and that was close, but safe.
Come on, don't be a hitter, kid.
So Noggle's back safely at second base. Uses it first. They lead away. The 1-2 pitch to Frazier on the way, and it's a little slow roller. Hit to no man's land on the infield, and the bases will be loaded.
How about that for the... Right after the Texas League hit, now you have a swinging bunt hit, and really just no play whatsoever for the Comet defense.
And that will load the bases up. Noggles at third, Hughes at second, Frazier at the first, and Kyle Dixon will bat with the bases loaded and one out. Carlinville leading 5-4 here in the top of the sixth inning.
Well, this gets about as pivotal as possible.
Yeah.
One run game now. If you, Comets get out of this, they'll have all the momentum on their side.
And everybody's drawn in on the infield, and a fly ball will get the run home. A fly ball to left or to right field to Mason Johnson. He makes the catch. The runner at third tags, and the Cavaliers get another run. That makes it a 6-4 lead on the sacrifice fly by Kyle Dixon. His first RBI of the day as Noggle crosses the plate. The runner at second moves up to third.
And that's so key, that's, too.
That's Hughes at third. Frazier at first. Two down in the inning. And the batter is Jake Ambuehl. So now it's a 6-4 lead for Carlinville. Brock Nelson delivers. Ambuehl, fly ball. Out into the sun field and right. Again, Mason Johnson called upon, and he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. But in the inning, the Cavaliers come up with two more tallies. We played 5.5 here at Greenville, and your score is Carlinville 6, Greenville 4. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Kyle Dixon back to the mound for Carlinville. He's been given a two-run lead. It's a 6-4 lead for Carlinville. Greenville has up in the bottom of the sixth inning Trent Lofka, Logan Dahl, and Blake Dahl, the 5, 6, and 7 batters. Dixon with 8 strikeouts on the day, a couple of walks. He's hit a batter. He has a 2-run lead to work with. Here's the pitch, and the first one misses down low for ball one to Trent Lofka. Lofka has struck out, reached on an error. Leading it off here in the bottom of the sixth for the Greenville Comets. Next pitch from Dixon. Down low, and it's 2-0.
Kyle struck out 8, walked 2, has 1 hit batsman in this game.
And Lofka leading off here in the sixth. He was the starting pitcher today for Greenville. He's ahead in the count, 2-0. Here's a pitch from Kyle Dixon. Called strike. And it's 2-1.
Like that, kid.
Dixon gets the sign he wants. Here's the next delivery, a swing and a miss. And a fastball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
He's going to closer mode, trying to rev back and give it all he's got.
Lofka. With a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes, awaits the next delivery from Kyle Dixon, and a curveball, swing and a miss, strikeout. First out of the inning here in the bottom of the sixth for the Comets. And
number 9 on the strikeout total.
Logan Dahl is the batter. Logan is grounded out, doubled, bats with 1 down, nobody on. Greenville trailing 6-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. He takes a called strike from Kyle Dixon. Logan's a sophomore, right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the right side, and it's 0-2. Blake Dahl waiting on deck for the Comets. Dixon ahead in the count, 0-2. The next pitch up high. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Monday, we have Staunton at Hillsboro. Tuesday, Staunton at Litchfield. Here on WSMI FM 106.1, 7:30 both nights with the broadcast time. Here's a curveball, misses up high, and it's 2-2. Got a lot of nice compliments last night at the ball game. A lot of folks listening at night that are working in the field and parents that are home from work. Pitch back to the screen. The count has gone from 0-2 to 3-2 to Logan Dahl.
And it was good to see all those farmers out there in the fields. Great day for it today, too.
Yeah. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the count to Logan Dahl. And the pitch from Kyle Dixon of Carlinville on the way. Now swing and a miss at a pitch up out of the strike zone. 2 down in the inning, and Blake Dahl will be the batter.
So number 10.
So he's hit double digits in the K column. And Blake Dahl strolls to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today with 2 strikeouts. Bats with the bases empty and the Comets trailing 6-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. This pitch way out of the, well, just call it a little bit wide. As Bob Uecker would have said on Major League, just a bit wide. Just a bit outside.
Guy on the deck had a better chance of hitting it, Terry.
Yeah. And he comes back and called strike for Blake Dahl. Well, at least these guys have a chance to hit it. When I played, I had no chance. I was awful, so. Here's the next delivery. Swing and a foul off to the left side. Makes the count 1 ball, 2 strikes. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. And a South Central Conference battle. 1-2 the count to Blake Dahl. Here's the next pitch. Down low. And it's 2-2.
Hey, you're right there, kid.
Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. The pitch to Dahl is a swing and a miss. 3 strikeouts in the inning. We've played 6 here at Greenville. It is Carlinville 6. Greenville 4, back with more baseball in just a moment. Carlinville leads Greenville 6-4. Top of the seventh inning rolls in. Colton DeLong, Garrett Campbell, Nick Haviland due up for the Cavaliers. Brock Nelson back to work on the hill for Greenville. The first pitch is up high for ball one. DeLong on the day has reached on an error, single, and grounded out. And he fouls this one at the plate. And the count is one ball, one strike. Six runs, four hits, three errors for Carlinville. They've stranded seven. Four runs, three hits, four errors for Greenville. They've stranded three on the day. Here's the next pitch from Nelson. Ground ball hit to the shortstop. Deep in the hole, long throw and safe. Infield six, infield single for Colton DeLong. That is the fifth hit of the day for the Cavaliers.
Nothing he could do more than he did. That's for sure, Terry. Good play.
Fry was back on the grass, and he made as strong a throw as he could, but just wasn't going to get there. So Garrett Campbell steps in. Garrett has struck out, walked and scored, and struck out again. So he bats with the runner at first. Carlinville leading by two. The runner takes off at first, and a poor throw down to second base allows DeLong to easily steal second. The pitch was a ball, so it's 1-0 to Garrett Campbell. Cavaliers with a two-run lead batting here in the top of the seventh, but you should always try to get more.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Two only means one person got on. Tying runs up.
1-0 the count to Campbell. Next pitch, he squares to bunt to the right side, and it's foul. One ball, one strike on Garrett. Nick Haviland waiting on deck for the Cavaliers. Campbell is ready. Brock Nelson is ready to pitch. Checks the runner and delivers, and a curveball misses. As Campbell was squaring to bunt, he takes ball two. It's 2-1. Getting to be late in the game and late in the day as far as daylight's concerned. 2-1 the count on Campbell. Nelson gets the sign. And the 2-1 pitch, instead of pickoff throw into center field. And down to third base goes Colton DeLong. And now the ball gets away from the Comets as it comes back on the infield. It hits off the front of the dugout. So DeLong stops at third. He won on that play. That is the fifth error of the day for Greenville. And now the Cavaliers have another runner just 90 feet away from scoring.
And again, infield comes in. Potential base hit percentages go up.
2-1 the count to Campbell. He swings and misses. That evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. So Carlinville with a two-run lead at 6-4, batting here in the top of the seventh, runner at third, nobody out, and a 2-2 count on Garrett Campbell. The pitch from Brock Nelson is a swing and a miss by Garrett Campbell, and he's down on strikes. One down in the inning, and Nick Haviland will be the batter. Nick was struck by the pitch his last at bat, and Tiemann came in to run for him and eventually scored. Prior to that, he's grounded out and struck out. And the first pitch from Brock Nelson is a breaking pitch that drops in for a called strike. And it's 0-1 on Nick Haviland, the Carlinville first baseman.
Brock picked up his fourth strikeout.
Here's the next pitch outside. One ball, one strike.
Come as a team, have 10 Ks themselves. 10 strikeouts for both teams.
Now Nelson does a little landscape work on the pitcher's plate, or the pitcher's mound. 1-1 the count on Nick Haviland. Nelson checks the runner at third, and from the stretch delivers, and that's pitched behind the batter. And it's 2-1. And time called. And the catcher Barnes going to go out and talk to his pitcher Brock Nelson. Cavaliers scored two in the sixth inning to take the lead 6-4. We're in the top of the seventh. A runner at third and one out for the Cavaliers. Havlin with a count of 2 balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 2-2. Josh Heinzman waiting on deck. Nelson ready for the 2-2 pitch. This one's up high, and the count is now full to Nick Havlin. Nelson gets the sign he wants, and the 3-2 payoff pitch, a curveball called strike three.
Number 11 total for the team.
Two down in the inning for the Cavaliers, and the batter is Josh Heinzman. Heinzman has struck out, reached on an error, and successfully sacrificed today. He bats with two down, a runner at third. Carlinville leading 6-4, top of the seventh inning. Pitch from Brock Nelson is a breaking pitch that misses inside for ball one. 1-0 the count to Heinzman. Nelson checks the runner at third and delivers. There's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Who will the Comets have due up in the seventh? 8-9-1. 1-1 on Heinzman. This pitch behind him. The ball gets away from the catcher, and another run will score.
Well, that was aggressive base running, but a good jump.
Yep.
That's the key. Ball didn't get all that far away from the catcher.
But far enough.
Far enough.
And the seventh run of the day scores for Carlinville. And now the Cavaliers have a 3-run advantage as the count goes to 2-2 on Josh Heinzman. And Nelson now from the full windup delivers his pitch down low, and it's 3-1. So whoever the Carlinville pitcher will be in the bottom of the seventh inning, there'll be at least a 3-run lead to work with. And Heinzman takes ball four.
And that's the first walk since Nelson's come in, but the fifth overall.
And Aiden Nagle, the batter. Aiden on the day has been hit by a pitch, struck out, singled, and scored. Cavaliers have picked up a run here in the seventh. They lead 7-4. Runner at first and two down. Aiden Nagle, the batter. Nelson from the stretch, the pitch. Pulled foul for strike one. Diamonds and Dogs play the game coming up at the conclusion of this game. Stop by and see our friends at Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro. And you say, Diamonds and Dogs, are you kidding me? In the same store? Well, of course. Only in Hillsboro. Here's the next pitch, a check swing. It's a ball to throw to first base and the runner back safely. 1-1. And now the home plate umpire asks for a little help on whether or not Nagle took a swing at that last pitch. He did not, and the count is 1-1. Tucker Hughes waiting on deck. He had the base hit that drove in the lead run for the Cavaliers last inning.
Is that that vicious line drive?
No. A little Texas leaguer. Ball two is outside.
Forever.
Count is 2-1 on Nagle. And now Joe Allstadt's going to come out of the Greenville dugout and talk to his hurler, just try to give him some quick reassurance. It's a 7-4 lead for Carlinville.
First, when we talk about baseball, we talk about just putting the ball in play, and sometimes good things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Cavaliers had a couple of hits like that.
Yeah.
One just a little bloop and one just a little swinging bunt.
2-1 the count on Aiden Nagle. Brock Nelson's next pitch on the way, and it's fouled out of play. Count is 2-2.
Got some metal back there.
That part of probably the football press box.
It must have got all the way to the press box back there.
2-2 the count on Nagle. Nelson is ready. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss and down on strikes. But the Cavaliers come up with an additional run in the seventh inning. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Carlinville 7, Greenville 4. More baseball coming up in just a moment. Bottom of the seventh inning we go. Carlinville leads Greenville 7-4. Greenville will have Hunter Gray, Luke Carlson, and Mason Johnson, the 8-9-1 batters due up. And a new pitcher, Colton DeLong, for the Carlinville Cavaliers. And the first pitch to Hunter Gray is ball one. DeLong, a right-hander. Next pitch is up high, and it's 2-0. Colton's been at third base all day. Looks like Dixon has moved over to shortstop. Here's the next delivery. There's a called strike, and it's 2-1. And I believe Frazier has moved to third base. And the next pitch is a called strike. And it's 2-2 to Hunter Gray, who is 0-2 on the day with a couple of strikeouts. As Colton DeLong winds and fires, and the pitch is outside. It's a full count. DeLong, the second pitcher of the day. Dixon went 6. Here's the next delivery. Swing and a miss. Gray is down on strikes. And the batter will be Lucas Carlson. Luke has struck out, popped out, 0-2 on the day. Steps in from the left side. One down, nobody on. Comets are trailing by 3 runs there in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch from DeLong is up and away for ball one.
Terry, once those shadows get started, they take over the field fast.
Man, they do. 1-0 the count to Carlson, the next pitch. Called strike. And it's 1-1. Johnson waiting on deck for the Comets. A swing and a miss by Carlson.
One more.
And Luke is in the hole, 1-2. DeLong gets the sign he wants, and here's the pitch. Curveball misses. And it's 2-2. Colton DeLong. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Carlson's down on strikes. 2 down in the inning. And back to the top of the batting order for Greenville and Mason Johnson.
12 total strikeouts for the Cavaliers. 2 in a row right here for Colton DeLong looking for that save.
Johnson on the day has struck out twice, grounded out, so he's 0-3. He bats with 2 down, nobody on, and the Comets trailing by 3 runs, 7-4 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. DeLong's pitch, called strike 1. DeLong trying to come in and close it out for the Cavaliers this afternoon. Here's the next delivery. That one's a little high, and it's 1-1. 1-1 the count to Johnson. Next pitch, just misses, and it's 2-1.
Comets.
8 errors in this ball game between these two teams today.
Yep, another strike. Comets just trying to get base runners. Got to have a couple to have a chance.
Now the Cavaliers are 1 strike away from the win. It's a 2-2 count on Johnson. Colton DeLong gets the sign and delivers, and it's 3 outside, and the count is full. DeLong trying to close it out for the Cavaliers this afternoon. Johnson's back in. DeLong gets the sign and delivers. And see you later. Called strike 3, and that's the ball game. The Cavaliers win this one by the final of 7-4. We'll come back with a wrap-up in just a moment.